Yeah, we're running a little bit hot tonight. I can barely see the road from the heat coming on. Reach down between my legs. Ease the seat back.
Okay, that's just like, I needed to play that, J-Rock. Like at the beginning of the show, I needed to do that. I'll get into the intro just 1 second, but I needed to do that. Is that okay?
That's okay. Fine. I have Eruption as the intro for this show.
Oh, that's cool. I wanted to do that part too. Anyway, welcome to the Mega Power Hour featuring yours truly, Captain Hugs, and the world famous and 1 year older J Rock. We come at you every other week with sports news, pro wrestling news, and we even give out the best sex advice. So if you need sex advice, give us a call. Let us know. We are your experts. So if you're having trouble sealing the deal, just give us a call. That's all it takes, guys. On the Captain and J-Rock Show. J-Rock, what's up, buddy?
Oh, nothing much. Just looking forward to this episode right here. And it's also your birthday episode, so we got to get the show on the road.
Yeah, I turned 39 October 16th, so next Friday. So everybody's wishing me happy birthday, which is super nice, but it's not actually my birthday until next Friday. But I love all the happy birthdays. That's cool. It's like every year, it's like birthdays just like I get a year older and a year younger. Like birthdays just become a complete mind fuck to me. You know what I mean? Like is this what I thought I'd be doing when I'm 39 years old? I don't know. You know, like, yeah.
Right.
You know,
right,
just,
right.
Yeah. And like, I'm just at the point where I'm just like, I don't want anybody to come over. Don't come over and celebrate my birthday. Don't sing happy birthday to me. Just let it be a day. Let it go. And I felt that way about my birthday for a while now. I don't know do you feel that way about your birthday, or are you kind of like, yeah, let's party?
Oh, no, it's a party, man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know you had a big, go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, you don't know how many of these you're going to get.
I know.
You know, so
that's
live it up, and it gives you a reason to be a jackass for a night, or get some of that vaunted birthday sex.
Yeah, I know. So yeah, but I don't know, birthdays just I don't care for them. I don't know why. I don't mind getting presents, I guess. I don't mind it, but
who doesn't mind getting presents?
I know.
I'm over the presents thing. Just bring me beer. Like I said it before, but
yeah, right. I kind of like the. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't mind getting some clothes. You know, a couple video games wouldn't hurt. I mean, I only play Madden and WWE, so. And this is the first year that I didn't buy Madden the very first day it came out. So I don't have.
Well, maybe Madden. Maybe when AEW releases their video game, someone will get you that copy and you can play it.
Hey, let me ask you something. If AEW comes out with a video game, which I'm you know, positive they will, would you get a system and play it? Or you're just like, nah.
I don't know. I would be intrigued, but like as far as buying a new gaming system for like $500, no, I could spend my money somewhere.
Well,
else
PS4s something. aren't that much now, but like the PS5 will be, but
right. Yeah. I don't know. It would be like another hobby to pick up. And like right now, I got a lot of hobbies.
Have you started the guitar, or was that?
No, I haven't started yet. I'm just looking for a good deal.
Yeah. Okay. I got you.
But since we're going all around the guitar and, you know, Van Halen, all that stuff, let's just talk about Eddie Van Halen passing away.
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
Pretty big impact on my life growing up as a kid. Oh yeah, definitely. Yes.
I always thought like when I saw like Van Halen like music videos on MTV, like I thought he just looked like a super nice guy. I don't know. He didn't look like the hard ass, you know, like rock star back then. He just kind of looked like a good dude with long hair.
He was always smiling.
Yeah, that's it. He was always smiling, right.
Yeah, he was always smiling. And if you were a kid in that generation, like the reason why you wanted to go, the reason why you bugged your parents on buying you a guitar was mainly because of Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
I know it was a reason for me. I wanted, I begged my dad, please buy me a guitar, and I'm going to play like Eddie. But guess what? It doesn't happen.
No, well,
like
I mean,
that.
In your defense, no one. I mean, besides like Jimi Hendrix or maybe Eric Clapton, like no one plays like Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah,
but
definitely. But yeah, he had a huge impact on my life as a kid growing up. Yeah. So like the past month, like he passed away a couple of days ago, and Animal from Road Warriors passed away also, which we didn't really bring that up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, both big in my childhood growing up.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks, but you know.
Mm-hmm. That's the bitch about getting older. Your heroes die and all that stuff. Oh man, what a downer.
Well, he always had a cigarette hanging out his mouth also.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was a reason why I wanted to like blow smoke rings when I was smoke cigarettes.
Okay, I saw you say that, like, or I don't know if it was like a little GIF or something, like of him blowing smoke, and he did that pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a GIF. Yeah, it looked cool. So like, as you know, when you're into the peer pressure and you're smoking with your friends, like you want to look cool, you want to like blow that perfect smoke ring.
Like the first cigarette I ever smoked was from Old Gold. Do you remember those? Oh, they're like no. old ladies cigarettes. But I was at
that would be Virginia,
yeah, Virginia
Slims, right?
Slims, but Old Golds are like old lady cigarettes. There's Chesterfields and there's Old Gold. I had this friend. I grew up in a small town in Illinois. I'm sure I brought it up before, and like, I just kind of like wanted to try smoking, and I just kind of like backed into the, cause this was when like cigarettes were like, just like out and about, like you could just buy them. You don't have to like ask for them or anything like that. And mm-hmm. I just kind of like backed up into it, reached my hand and just grabbed a pack of cigarettes. I didn't give a shit what it was, and then put it in my pocket. And I think I was like in seventh grade or something like that. And I know Mr. Sexy Time in sixth grade, that's probably nothing, but in seventh grade that was like a big deal. And so I got it and I went across the street to this big field, and my friend and I smoked some cigs. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, but like then it just stopped, right? I mean, with me, I just kept
going.
I
didn't continue smoking the cigarettes. I didn't like it. I mean, I smoke cigars now, but I do not smoke cigarettes. You don't smoke anymore, do you?
No,
well,
I don't smoke anymore.
What made you stop,
but,
or how long have you stopped?
Just health reasons, and it was just time to do it. Because I smoked since I was 12 years old. I did a lot of things when I was 12. I was 12. And I think I quit like 11 years ago.
Damn.
So, anyway, you just wanted to look cool. You wanted to blow smoke rings, man. And like, you know, Eddie looked cool doing it. You wanted to be like, I wanted to be like Eddie Van Halen. Like, what kid didn't want to be like him? You know, when I go get my hair cut or trimmed up, like my dad would make me go get it trimmed up, I'm like, I want to keep it long like Eddie.
Exactly.
And my dad's like, who is this guy? What has he
He's
done?
No,
I'm like,
Welk.
He played, it's like he played Eruption. Can you play Eruption? No. Okay.
So since his death, it's like I've heard some like pretty cool stories, and I've heard the Michael Jackson story before about it was Thriller he did, and he did it for free, and he kind of changed it up a little bit.
It wasn't Thriller. It was Beat It.
Oh
no, it was
Beat It.
It.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, Beat It. That is just a cool story in itself, that Eddie Van Halen just did this for free for Michael Jackson, and then changed it up for him, and he did it in a respectable manner, because he knew that, you know, music artists are weird about their music, and I get it, but you know, he did it in a respectable manner, and Michael Jackson was totally fine with it. I mean, that was pretty cool.
Well, we should have brought Michael back on the show to talk about this
Damn
experience.
It. Why didn't we do that?
Oh, come on, Eddie, you're going to you're going too loud with that guitar at the end. I like the way it sounds, though.
And then I heard another story about how he went and jammed with the boys from Limp Bizkit. Did you hear about this?
Fred Durst. Like, I wonder how much money Fred Durst paid.
I don't know, but
to go jam out with him, like, it had to be a bribe somewhere or something. I don't get it, but yeah, I heard that story.
Eddie
too.
Was appalled by like what was going on. Like, he was like, Eddie Van Halen is a legitimate guitar player, and he was appalled by what the guys from Limp Bizkit was doing. Now, maybe that's a little stuck up on his part, because not everybody can be as great as he is, but he was just like, oh my God. And he left his shit there, and he had somebody go get it the next day. I don't know if it was him that went and got it.
Right. Right. But was it just Fred? Because I know Wes Borland was a pretty good guitarist.
I mean,
he wasn't no Eddie, but
it might have
been pretty good.
It might've just been Fred. I don't know.
How is that phone call? How does that even happen? Like
what?
How does it happen? How do you get him to come over to jam out with you?
I know. Like, how does Eddie Van Halen just? I want to. Yeah.
You paid him a lot of money for some. You done something. He just didn't come over on his free will to go jam
out. They had to know somebody. Like, I don't. They crossed paths one time.
Yeah, they had to.
I don't know.
Yeah, they were in his home in Beverly Hills at Fred Durst's house in Beverly Hills.
I'm ashamed that I like some Limp Bizkit songs, and I know I'm a Nickelback fan. I love Nickelback, but they're like Rolling. That song is awful, and I was so into that song when I was in junior high. Oh my God! So,
yeah, for Wes. So, I liked the Van Hagar, but I didn't love it. Right? Like, I love the
David
Lee
Roth
stuff.
Pretty awesome. I you know what I was saying, like, I almost love them equally. I think I'm more of a Hagar fan than Roth, David Lee Roth. But I mean, it's hard. I think they're both amazing, and I think Sammy Hagar's got a lot of hate from like the Van Halen purists. Is that right?
Well, probably, but I mean, if we're talking like when Roth was in, they were more raw, and they were more edgy, and with Sammy, they were more. They were a finely tuned machine, but you know, Sammy's songs were about love, like all of them were about love. But I mean, I had their albums too. But I'm just saying, like when Eddie died a couple of days ago, it's just been nothing but David Lee Roth tunes the whole time.
Right. Yeah.
Like all week long.
Yeah, I was jamming out to Van Halen before the show started. Not just Panama, but like Hot for Teacher. I don't know, several songs.
Well, Hot for Teacher, that video, when you're a kid and you see that video come on, it's an amazing
man.
Video.
Did you have a hot it's teacher?
I had like one.
I had one, and and I was like in third grade, right? And she was pretty, right? But like she would wear like dresses, but she would like sit on my desk, right? Sit on my desk, and like she was wearing a dress and our nylons or whatever, and like cross her legs, and I was like, holy crap, I kind of like this. So it was like but that was like the only like teacher I thought was like hot, and I was in third grade.
What was her name? Mary
no
Turner?
No I wish it was Mrs. Dockstetter. And her sons grew up with my brother, and you know, she got older looking. So it's kind of weird for me to like even be talking to her about this. But when she was younger, she was quite the looker. I'll give her that much. Old third grade captain wanted to say hello.
third grade. Okay, yeah. I was in sixth grade. My sixth grade teacher was.
Did you
was
bang her?
Smoking, and then
I bet you did.
Yeah. No.
What's wrong with you? I can't believe you didn't bang her.
I don't know. Like Brad on the show last week, Brad was bringing up shit that I just completely blocked out and forgot. I had no idea I did any of that shit, but it resonated with Brad.
I love Brad. I remembered it.
And I was just, there was a couple of, like, I called him the next day. I'm like, I don't remember some of the shit you were talking about. And then it started kind of coming back to me. I was like, well, okay, you're right.
I just like, It's just like so funny, like what you were doing in sixth grade. Like Jarek was just like banging chicks left and right. And
nah, I'm not left. Come on, left and right. Dude, get out of here.
Like once or twice in sixth grade. That's like you're banging chicks left and right. Like a lot of people haven't even kissed their first kiss in sixth grade. Like I'm pretty sure.
Man, it was like it was as if like when I transferred to that school from another state, it was like as if the Antichrist came to school and like I was just influencing all these kids in a bad way. Like that's what it looks like when I look back on it. But
I'm pretty sure in sixth grade, like I was still being tucked into bed and my mom was making me TY watch David Letterman before I went to bed. I was like, "Good night, Mom. I love you."
Right, right.
I'm excited for Christmas, Mommy. It's just
yeah, and then this I come to your neighborhood and I fuck everything up.
So it's like it's mind blowing to me, man. But anyway.
Yeah.
So all right.
So rest in peace, Eddie.
And we might touch on, you know, a couple of our favorite songs from Eddie Van Halen. Eddie Van Halen, but just Van Halen in general. You probably have a more in-depth knowledge of Van Halen. You know, I mainly just listen to their hits. I don't listen to their deep tracks or, you know, whatever.
I know you. Yeah, you just like the hits. Just like, I don't know. I don't even know how to even say it. We'll get at it when you get to the roast chamber later on.
The roast chamber. Okay, so
the roast chamber. Don't you like the sound of that though? Don't you like the sound of the roast chamber?
No, it does sound good. Oh, you know what I saw today? I saw a girl today that I took to homecoming. I don't remember what year it was. And I walked up to her and I was like, "Hey, how are you?" And she like looked at me kind of weird. And I was like, "I took you to homecoming." She's like, "Yeah, you did." And I was like, "What's your name?" And she told me her name and I still can't remember her name. Whoever you are, if you listen to the show, it was nice seeing you again. But
oh yeah, he's like, I do a podcast now.
You probably heard of me, Captain Hugs.
I was Homecoming King, bro, and I'm podcast.
Yeah. Now I have a podcast.
I'm a podcaster now. Look at me now, like how it started and how I am today.
I was literally like flexing my muscles, like look what you could have had, but you know, it didn't work. But okay, so one of my favorite topics to talk about when the Bears win is the NFL. Our Bears won 20-19. I thought for sure they're going to lose that game because they played like shit most of the game, not the defense but the offense. And Tom Brady forgetting that it was fourth down. Now I was watching that game, and it was fourth and five, and I was like, ah, fuck, you know, okay, well, if we stop him here, we win the game. I was telling my kids this, and. You know, I'm thinking, it seems like every time the Bears are in a stop situation, like to win the game, like they always get the first down, you know, right? And then Brady just throws this ball and like it was completely covered by DeAndre Houston Carson and he just knocks it down. And it's just like the game's over. And I'm like, what? Okay, I'll take it. But and then like, well, Brady's still standing on the field. He missed fourth down. I was like, that dude forgot that it was fourth down. The greatest quarterback in NFL history seemed to have forgotten. It was fourth down, and if he didn't get the first down, the game was over. What did you think about that?
I thought when you said something about it was they were going to give him a fifth down
and five.
I thought they were. His acting was so convincing that I thought the rest would give him another fucking down because that's just what they do.
It's just hard to believe that he didn't know what down it was.
Yeah, it's hard. If Aaron Rodgers done that, they would give him another down.
Yeah, they would.
Oh,
have.
Fuck it. Just go out there and just, hey. Yeah, just
they,
like
they called pass interference on Carson there. Or if it was Rodgers.
That was a clean pass breakup. There's just no way. Like, everything is pass interference now. It's ridiculous. Everything. Like, that Kyle Fuller hit, like, they threw a flag for a personal foul. And oh my God, it's a fumble! And I'm like, the refs aren't going to give this call because they haven't gave us this call all year long. And lo and behold, that was a game changer, and it changed
was.
The whole complexion of the game.
Like, it's like, because I know we got a lot of wrestling fans listen to us that probably don't watch football, but you get four downs to get 10 yards. Okay, so if you don't get 10 yards in four downs, you have to turn the ball over, or if you don't, or you have to punt the ball on fourth down. Just so you know.
Yeah, I like seeing Foles kind of rip Nagy a little bit on the sideline, and in a nice way.
That was great to see, and you know, like I see that, and I'm like, holy shit! Like, is Nagy the one holding Trubisky back? Like, I don't want to believe that.
It's Nagy.
I don't want to believe that because
look at all the stupid formations that he runs. All these 200 plus formations that just don't make any sense. And if you read Foles' lips, he's like, we had him on our heels, keep pushing and pushing. Instead, you take a timeout and call all this silly formation bullshit and you screw yourself. You're like, it was a big sack. Yeah. It's totally so Nagy. Funny.
Like, you see Nagy just kind of looking down and Trubisky being like, what? And then Nagy looking down like, oh my God. Like, he's right. Yeah, I know.
Of course he's right, but you know that's
anyway. But
yeah, they eked one out, so that's good.
So the Chicago Bears are 4-1. You know, they had a terrible game against the Colts. That was one of the worst games I've ever watched in my life. And then to come back Thursday, beat Tom Brady and the Bucks, and 4-1, looking nice. Let me see. Any other thing about the NFL? Anything surprising to you?
I mean, Packers are still undefeated right now, and they look like the NFC favorites. Don't take the Carolina Panthers for granted, by the way, the next game that they play. The Bears play them.
They have
don't take them
Bridgewater, and they have what's the white running back's name? I forgot his name. McCaffrey? But he's hurt. Okay.
Yeah, he's
but
hurt.
Who do they have defense? Who is that?
All right, the defense is mixed up between rookies and second-year players and veterans.
Who would I know?
You can take advantage of
it. Because Keekly retired. So who the hell
– Yeah.
Who would I know?
Well, Whitehead, the linebacker from Oakland or Arizona. Mm-hmm. Trey Boston.
All right, I've heard of Trey Boston.
Yeah. Brian Burns, pretty good defensive end, second-year guy. Just don't take them for granted is all I'm saying. I think it'll be a win, but you're going to have to show
definitely.
Up.
And Bridgewater's pretty good. Like, I wanted him. So, anyway. Okay. So, do you want to go back?
Are you drunk right now?
I mean,
now?
A little bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, we can go to wrestling news.
Okay. So, did you happen to watch Raw or SmackDown?
No.
Seriously. I don't understand
seriously.
That. Like, why wouldn't you watch that?
Because I heard they were having another draft on SmackDown, and this is like the fifth draft in like, what,
Well, they do
years?
That just to freshen the show up.
Oh, don't act like it's a big thing. Just kind of just do it without people knowing
about
it.
No. Because as soon as people just do that, they're going to be like, what? I thought it was.
That would be better. You'd be like, turn on SmackDown and you see, Seth Rollins on SmackDown.
Then people would be like, oh, I thought he was on Raw. Like, this whole brand thing is so stupid. Like, God, I hate it so much.
Well, yeah. Actually, they should just change it up and just kind of mix it all together.
Well,
don't you think?
I don't think they can do that. Their roster is pretty big.
A pretty big roster, but I got two big shows.
So Rollins goes to SmackDown, but the Mysterio family goes to SmackDown too. And like, people are just like hating this storyline between the two. And and then people were happy that Rollins got drafted to SmackDown. And then they're like, cause thank God that feud is finally over. And now Mysterio gets.
Where did Roman Reigns go?
He's
is he
SmackDown.
Still on SmackDown?
And by the way, I love Roman Reigns now. Like, that character he's playing is so good. I can't remember if I talked about this last time, but he plays that whatever like badass character, he plays that to a T.
Wow, a wrestler playing a badass. I've never heard that ever.
That Clash of Champions match with him and Jey Uso and Paul Heyman, that was amazing storytelling. That was great.
Everything's amazing storytelling from the captain.
No.
Amazing
storytelling.
I saw a couple of clips from there that remind me of a couple of the past AEW matches, but we won't bring that up.
What? Are you talking about throwing the towel in? Okay, don't.
Yeah.
Let's not pretend.
Oh, let me guess. Vincent, he invented that.
Let's not pretend that when what the hell is his name? Bret Hart and Bob Backlund fought for the title, and I think it was Owen or it was his mom that threw in the towel and let Bob Backlund win the WWE title. Let's pretend like that didn't happen years ago in the WWF. Okay.
Those fans don't remember that crap.
I remember that crap.
And besides, that didn't happen only in the WWF. Stop
being
in your bubble.
It didn't only happen in WWF, but then you say that like, oh, WWF copied off of.
Look at the time span. You're talking about 20 years ago compared to almost maybe 4 months apart between. Oh, it's so now.
AEW, it doesn't. they're a new company. They're like a year old. So yeah, they're gonna throw the. I think they use the towel bit a little too early, to be honest with you, because it's a year into it. But because they've done like everything now, and there's no place to go for them but down. But they use.
No, they protected Brian Cage, which is, that's what you want to do.
Okay. Well, anyway, they use the towel spot and. People are thinking that now WWE did it and they're copying off AEW, which is so far from the truth.
Sounds pretty truthful to me.
God. And this dog collar match. If the WWE had a dog collar match, you would be shitting on it. Georgia would be shitting on it. I can't.
They had a dog food match.
Yeah, and
like
you shit
last
on
year
it.
For Roman Reigns. Yeah. Yeah, it
yeah,
was
but
dog food.
They've had a dog collar match. I'm pretty sure they had a dog collar match. And I'm sure everybody hated it. Now, if this the dog collar match was between like Baron Corbin and Sami Zayn or whatever, the dog collar match, people would just be like shitting on it left and right. But then AEW has a dog collar match and it is just the greatest thing since sliced freaking bread. Like it is just amazing that they had this dog collar match.
There was a little bit of build up between the next few weeks, but like WWE just does it that night.
No, they don't have a dog.
Yes, there's no build up to it. Sami Zayn will just be backstage. I want to have a dog collar match with you, and it happens. It happens later on that night.
No,
like
there
would
be a build up to a dog collar match.
No, there's no build up to their crap. They just announced it.
Oh God! And then the Fiend was on SmackDown. Oh my God. Face Kevin Owens. That was so awesome.
Oh yeah, that sounds like I might have to go back and was it?
Yeah, it was
like
a match.
Match
first
or was
time
it just
wrestling on SmackDown? Loved it. Like,
well, you have your leader of Retribution now. Is that the greatest
hey,
thing
you know
ever?
What? That's what you call long term storytelling. Because the hacker, I believe, was Mustafa Ali leading into the leader of Retribution. And Mustafa Ali he's a good wrestler. I didn't really care for him because he was just kind of a black character.
Ah, but you care for him now?
No, because he's interesting. He's interesting.
There was a fake Meltzer account that tweeted that he was going to New Japan.
You know what, that fake Meltzer account also tweeted that SmackDown was going to draft Rollins and AJ Styles was going to go to Raw.
They have no idea what it is. They need to stop tweeting. They have
well,
no idea what they're talking about.
He was right about that. And he said something about Warhorse going to WWE. So I'm excited to see Warhorse in WWE, I think. I don't know.
And Warhorse is not going to WWE. He already said he wasn't. But, if you're happy with Mustafa Ali, then that's
great.
But
even that builds a new star, and that's what.
But why is he being a hacker? What's the story behind it?
It was just revealed that he's a leader of Retribution. Let the story play out. People want long-term storytelling until there is actually a long-term story being told, and then they hate it.
Because it's not good. What about Raw Underground? Is that still a thing?
Raw Underground. I actually don't know. I don't know.
Do I hear a call?
It's not for us. It's one of my kids' friends. Like, I don't want him on the show. He's one.
He's put him on the show.
He's like one of those students that I have too. So, nope, not gonna do that.
Like, welcome to the Captain and J-Rock show.
Yeah,
like,
hey Blake, that's in fifth grade. How you doing?
You just became a star, bro. Right. How do you feel?
That's pretty
funny. Yeah, no,
God, hang up. He's not answering. Okay. Big news, SmackDown. Also, the New Day becomes 7-time SmackDown Tag Team Champions. And not counting how many times they were Raw Tag Team Champions and just WWE Champions. Like, I have literally lost count of how many times the New Day have won the tag team titles.
It's the only tag team in WWE. You're supposed to have the belts on. What other tag teams are prominent right now?
Shinsuke and Cesaro?
No one. No, come on.
Here's the thing with tag team wrestling. I like it. It's okay. But it's not the focus of the whole show. But that's all AEW focuses on is tag team wrestling. It's like,
And it's amazing because your daddy says it's dead, but it's not dead. It's still alive. Nah,
but okay, like,
what do you mean? Like the Wednesday night, some of the highest rated matches are tag team matches.
But when your biggest stars is the Revival, you have a problem.
That's their big stars.
That's a problem because Revival are.
How is that Revival, their problem? Revival. That isn't their just because you're. Just because you're butthurt about they left WWE on their own free will because they didn't want to be a joke comedy tag team anymore, don't be mad about that. They're trying to be the best of them that they can be.
Listen, I did enjoy the Revival in the WWE. I liked it, and I get why they were upset with the tag team division, like with that little kid at WrestleMania winning the tag team belts. Like that was awful. Okay. Like, I want some prestige behind those titles. Okay, like, mark this down. Captain thought something the WWE did was awful, and that was putting a title on that little kid. I don't even remember his name, but, I mean, I know it was meant to make it seem like Braun is just this unstoppable force, and he won the tag. He beat Cesaro. I think it was Cesaro and Sheamus by himself, you know. Ooh. So, it's just when your whole show is the tag team wrestling – and your biggest stars are the Revival, that's just not going to work. And they do not move the needle at all. And it shows with the ratings, because the ratings for AEW, they hit over 1 million a month ago, and it was just like, and everybody was excited. And I think I correctly said they haven't been able to keep that momentum. And I was 100% correct, because it's just dropped, like 800 the next week.
Oh, it was the presidential debate. It was the vice presidential debate Wednesday night. And then NXT moved back to Wednesdays also. You weren't 100% right. If you take them off, it goes back up. It's been shown. It's been proven.
See, that's the thing. And I'm pretty sure I've said this before too. It's like AEW fans are just like, well, you know, if
the vice presidential debate is pretty important in this country right now. Do you not agree? You think a fucking wrestling show is more important?
Well,
yeah, exactly. There's your answer.
I didn't watch the debate. I know what I'm voting for. I don't give a shit. So, but that's not it, J-Rock. It doesn't matter what it is. It's if AEW had not the most stellar ratings. Well, because TV Land was showing King of Queens, and you know how funny Kevin James is. And they can't compete with Kevin James. I mean, that's not even fair to even say. And I'm sure TBS was showing Shawshank Redemption, since TNT had AEW on. And so there you go.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you have to see where they score in a demo, which is the reason why Jericho is always talking about key demos, and you guys just brush it off like it don't mean shit, and it does mean something.
Demos. Never heard. When key demos. Ratings actually
key demos.
Back in the 90s with WWE and WCW, like, you never heard nobody saying about the demos.
Well, during... like very popular TV shows, like sitcoms and stuff, they get canceled all the time because they didn't hit key demos.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But we still didn't hear about demos when we were 20 years ago when it was had a minute.
I mean, we probably did, but the internet wasn't as prominent, and there wasn't a lot of access to get all the information on the
I used to try to go on WrestleZone.com. Did you ever go to WrestleZone?
No, I'm not a nerd.
But it was like I had to plug in the internet to the phone line, and God, if it worked, and it had like all the wrestling rumors and stuff, and it was pretty great, but.
Oh, so did you ever call it a WCW
no,
hotline?
No, I never called the WCW hotline. I used to prank call people, like friends' moms or something like that, and just try to get them to buy like a WCW magazine or a WWE magazine, and just like the ins and outs of pro wrestling and everything like that. And
that's an awesome prank.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, pretty tame as prank phone calls
know,
go.
It was. So, and what else? NXT didn't chart on the ratings. That which is not good. That's not good at all. And I didn't get to watch. I have not watched it yet, so I don't know what was going on.
Well, yeah, because we know you don't watch it. You just want the crown NXT the superior show on Wednesday night and not even watch and just shit all over AEW.
No,
we all know that, and we all know you don't watch the show.
I always get to watch them on Wednesday night. Like I might wake up early tomorrow and watch it while I'm, drinking my coffee or whatever. But
right.
I don't always get to watch it on Wednesday night. I'm busy. I got a million children.
Busy person. Yeah, you got a lot of kids.
I got a lot of kids. But I'm hearing some rumors and stuff like that AEW is kind of stacking the card for this next Wednesday. Like all the titles are on the line. Like it's basically a pay-per-view, and they're being a ratings whore next week. Any words? Any thoughts on that?
Well, you understand they only have 4 pay-per-views a year, and this is their year anniversary of being on TNT. Mm-hmm. So let's not hate. Let's appreciate.
Well, it's just kind of weird that when NXT does kind of the stacking of thing, it pisses everybody off. But when AEW does it, it's kind of like, oh, that's okay. Like
Well, NXT does it because they're dreadful. They have to get some.
It's just so hypocritical. Like I just can't believe that people don't see the hypocriticalness of the internet wrestling community when AEW does something. It's gold. NXT does the same exact thing, or Raw or SmackDown. Like, oh God, that sucks. It's like,
you have to understand they're here to stay for the meantime. So you got to get used to it, and you got to stop crying all the time about it.
I'm not crying about it. I'm just pointing out the hypocrisy in it. Yeah. You did. Stop.
Oh, can't have variety on wrestling promotions. Oh my God. You saw NXT is using the Halloween Havoc name for their their Halloween show.
Yeah.
Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. You know they're not gonna do shit with it. It's not gonna score any kind of ratings bullshit. it's just not. You can do whatever you want to. Like if AEW would have got those rights from that, it would have been a spectacular show.
Oh God. We all know it. Why? Because Cody Rhodes would have beat the guy that used to be in the Wyatt family. That's why. Like
that was a great match.
That was the dog collar match, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a dog collar match. I mean, you can crap all these guys because of what they did in the other promotion, but this promotion, they're having great matches. Great matches. Like you didn't see Brody Lee have his matches in WWE.
He had his moment.
Or even Cody. Cody comes out. He makes a statement. He's like, people think I'm going to turn heel. He's not going to turn heel, even though he dyed his hair. He's still going to be a face.
Yeah, he dyed his hair. So we got the SmackDown champions going into Raw. I didn't see, but I'm assuming that the Raw titles are going to SmackDown. So I don't know that that then that makes the New Day the Raw Tag Team Champions, and then the current Raw Tag Titles are they're gonna switch belts. I don't know how that's gonna work, but Big E is gonna be on his own, and he had a great match with Sheamus over on SmackDown too. It was kind of like a.
Well, if Big E's on his own right now, then New Day split up because Big E was New Day.
Yeah, Kofi and Woods are on Raw, and Big E's on SmackDown.
Yeah, well, are they gonna give him a push? They're gonna put the strap on him. Is Vince gonna change his mind during mid push? We'll find out.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what he does. I was kind of hoping that the end of the New Day would have been a heel turn for Big E, but. You know, I guess it's just too big of a moneymaker, so they'll get back together eventually. But
they still have t-shirts to sell.
Yeah, they do. Okay, so one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, Chris Jericho. He has been in the wrestling business for now 30 years. Right?
Yeah.
30 years. And do you have a favorite Jericho moment that you can think of?
All the AEW matches.
God. I mean,
him signing with All Elite at the press conference and making that statement. Yeah, I like that a lot.
I mean, you can't possibly think that Jericho's greatest moments are in AEW.
WCW when he's going like against Juventud and Dean Malenko, in the cruiserweight division was pretty good in WCW.
So nothing he did in WWE was great.
Actually, I mean, like I said, I've tuned out during that time. Maybe I saw a few matches here and there.
Yeah, but I mean, I watched when he first came. I kind of missed the suit wearing Jericho. I wasn't watching then, but you know,
I like the pairing with Kevin Owens.
That was a great story. You know, the best friends thing, and then they had the best friends thing on Raw, and he was giving him presents, and then Owens turned on Jericho and everything like that. And the story was that match was supposed to be for the Universal title. And they were actually going to put Jericho over and put the Universal title on Jericho. And he was going to lose it to Lesnar the very next pay-per-view. You've heard this?
At WrestleMania, right?
What? No,
I think so.
Jericho and Owens were going to fight at WrestleMania for the title. And Jericho was going to win. And then they were going to put Lesnar over on Jericho the very next month. But Goldberg got involved and shit like that. And so they decided to make it between the U.S. title. But that match deserved the Universal title. Best story in WWE by far at that time.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was a good story.
Yeah, of course. It was. And Jericho was perfect with the list, and he got over the word it, and it was just, I don't know, amazing. So,
Jericho gets everything over. You just got to realize that he's the Elvis Presley of the wrestling business. He's the king.
He is the king. He's pretty amazing. I'll give him that much. Do you want to do some of your favorite songs from Van Halen or?
Oh, like, are you going to cue them up? I mean, I just got a list. I can tell you.
I can cue them up. Hold on.
I mean, if you cue them up, it's going to be like a 2-hour long show.
Oh, that's true.
So I did tweet it the last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was drinking. I was enjoying some tunes. All right. Top 10 Van Halen songs for yours truly.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, Little Dreamer. Number 9, Panama. Number 8, Everybody Wants Some. Number 7, The Cradle Will Rock.
I don't know. Can you hear that in the background?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Number 6, Women in Love. Number 5, Drop Dead Legs.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, High for Teacher. Number 3, Dead or Alive.
Speaking of High for Teacher, hello, Georgia. How are you? Okay, go ahead.
and number two, Unchained, and number one, Ain't Talking About Love.
Ain't Talking About Love. Well, I mean, Panama is my favorite by far. It's so good. And then,
yeah,
you know, you got this song coming up. Hold on, one second. Come on, play, bro.
Jump.
And you got the scream from Hagar, you know, and
that's not Hagar.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
That is Sammy Hagar.
That is not Sammy Hagar singing Jump, bro. That's David Lee Roth.
Oh, wait, you're right. Never mind.
Jeez.
Delete that from the show.
God, no, it's going on.
No, delete that
from it's the going show. On. Captain
I don't know why I always thought that was Sammy Hagar. Jump. I don't know why. Did you ever like that song, Dance the Night Away?
Yeah, it's a cover tune. They did a lot of cover tunes back on their earlier albums.
Yeah. This
dancing
is Hagar.
Dancing in the Streets, Dancing the Night Away, You're No Good, Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman, right.
Also, You Really Got Me.
Do you like this song?
Yeah, is that Dreams?
Yeah, Dreams. It's so good. It's not really like a rock song to start out with, but I like it. But
yeah, they went synthesizer a lot with Hagar, but they had some with Roth too. Like, I like Jump. I'm not crazy about Jump because of just all the synthesizer in it.
Yeah.
But on the same album, I'll Wait is nothing but synthesizer, and I love that song.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Drop Dead Legs. I mean, this, jeez, like you need to, like, if you see my list, you need to listen to it at least one night.
Yeah.
Before the weekend's over with. Right. Or one time.
All right. I'll do that. Okay. So, obviously, rest in peace, Eddie Van Halen. I'm sorry that you died. I'll miss your music. You know, they haven't really made anything new, have they?
No, not really. I think they were talking about touring for a minute, but the whole COVID thing going on.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So we
have. No one's going to mention the Gary Cherone era.
Was that a lead singer?
That was the guy from Extreme that like fronted the band for one album, I think.
Oh, really? No, I don't think I've ever heard that. And didn't they have a chick? Didn't they have a chick for a while?
I didn't. I don't think so. I didn't buy that album, by the way.
No, I'm gonna check it out. Maybe there's some good songs in there. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you would probably enjoy it, no doubt.
Yeah. So I'm gonna be turning 39 Friday, J-Rock.
Right.
So is it time to enter the roast chamber?
Oh man, I'm glad you mentioned that. So you want to you want to do the tweets that people sent you, because I said there would be a lot more, and there was a lot more.
Which is hard to believe.
Very hard, but I tried to tell you beforehand.
People love me, and I don't get it.
What? It was all in good. It was all in good fun and good love.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I'm scrolling through. Some woman bought your J-Rock shirt.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I see that. Yep. Good for her. Doesn't wear a captain shirt, but she wears a J-Rock shirt. Yep.
Well, you gotta look. I mean, it looks good.
You couldn't even say that without choking.
I was choking on some beer. It went down my gullet the wrong way, but yeah, it looks good. It looks good on the lady.
Yeah.
She got nice collarbones. Okay. That's a thing.
What's the deal with the collarbone with you?
I don't know. I like chicks' collarbones. I can't help it.
Oh, God. Okay. So, our buddy Mark, he tweeted us, he tweeted something else too. He said, "You already got mine, but Captain likes Alexa Bliss so much he drinks her bathwater." And I would love to drink her bath water. So, yes, Mark, yes.
That's disgusting. Come on.
What? Hold up. Like the dirty sexual stuff we've done, I mean, you've done, not to each other, but like in our lifetime, and you think drinking bathwater is disgusting?
Yeah, you gotta clarify that.
I'm clarifying it. I'm clarifying it.
I mean, are you drinking the whole tub or are you just drinking a little swig?
Honestly, I'll do whatever she wants me to do.
Okay. All right. So. Well, I mean, she likes nerdy redheaded guys. Do you stand a chance with that?
No, but I'll color my hair red if she wants me to.
Really?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, Dash and Cody Rhodes. We got you.
Hey, by the way, I had somebody else. I had somebody text me the other day that I looked like TJ Perkins.
I've told you that.
I know you did. That's why I was telling you that, because that is the third time someone has told me that. Too bad he's not in WWE anymore. I don't even know where he's at.
Well, maybe if he goes to AEW, we get a lot of gifs and memes. That'd be sweet.
Yeah, let's hope he goes there. Let's see. Sarah Carter, 22. And let me tell you something about Sarah Carter. She didn't get The Fiend because she didn't respond to us, but she won The Fiend, a little pop figure, you know?
Yeah.
She won a Devin Hester autograph from another podcast, and then she won an autographed David Montgomery, who plays for the Bears, from another podcast.
That's lady luck.
I mean, how does that happen? When three random podcasts, she wins stuff.
Salicado's really lucky.
Yeah, she is. She says, happy birthday, Mikey, my bratty little brother I didn't need, but I'll claim you anyway. Like, that's kind of sweet. Like, that's sweet. Thanks, Sarah. You're nice.
I bet she claimed the other two prizes, by the way.
She what?
She claimed the last two prizes that she won, by the way.
Yeah, she didn't claim The Fiend.
Didn't claim our shit.
I think she was taking a Twitter break at that time.
Yeah, she was.
Okay. And our buddy Jeff Bartlett said, happy birthday, Captain, with two nerds flexing their non-existent muscles. Maybe they're wrestlers. I have no idea.
The Young Bucks
that
are literally the same physique as Shawn Michaels that you guys always worship.
They just kind of look like dudes. I don't know who they are. Riley 89, he said, happy birthday, good sir. You know why Captain goes to the gym, right? So he can pick things up and put them down. Terrible, I know. I see why he wears gym gloves now. He can't get into that tight grip, right? Enjoy birthday, Captain. Thank you, Riley, very much.
You get a lot of fun love.
I am. You're right. He called. He left a message. Let me see if I can get it to play. Hold on. Let me see.
Hey, Captain, this is Riley. Maybe just put down the female white claws and pick up something a little harder for your birthday. Just calling to say, hey, I hope your birthday's going well. Hope you guys are good. Congratulations on the Bears winning. I had to redeem myself on the last call because I didn't sound so good. So, yeah, happy birthday. Hope your roast is going well. Bye.
Did you hear that?
All right. Yeah, I heard it. Yeah, loud and clear.
All right, good deal. Yeah, Riley, that was super nice. That was great. And you know what? It probably wasn't even your fault the last time the phone call wasn't. It was probably my fault on my end. Who knows? But thank you so much for the birthday, you know, shout out. Oh my God. I just pressed I got a notification on the Mega Power Hour thing, and then I pressed oh, what is it? And then I lost it. But okay. G Stelio said happy birthday, and he's got some hunks shaking their bodies and stuff. thank you, sir. Let's see. Oh yeah, Mikey Silverlord. He said, I was going to say, pull your nuts put of your old lady's purse. Pull your nuts out of your old lady's purse. Buy some decent recording equipment and stop drinking White Claw, you pussy. Dang.
That's pretty aggressive.
That was aggressive. I feel like I'm almost offended by that. Thanks, Mikey Silverlance. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. Our buddy Just Ducky at Duck Bozard, who just like he just seems like he's got it. I've said this all the time. He's just got his shit together. You know, he goes to work. He loves his kids. He reads his comics. Like he's just got life by the balls. It seems like, don't you think?
Oh yeah.
He'll eat ho hos. He'll eat pizza. He don't give a shit.
That's. I mean, people. I do that as well.
Oh man, I don't do that. He said. He said, "Happy birthday, Captain! Your shitty taste in wrestling what is rivaled only by your even shittier taste in music. What? And for fuck's sake, stop recording the podcast from the backseat of a 73 Buick." Okay, I did that once in Des Moines, Iowa. I did that once, and I was drunk off my ass, and that was probably my best performance ever on the show.
Drunken performance.
Yeah, my shitty taste in music. I don't have shitty taste in music. Of course, my favorite band is Nickelback, but that doesn't mean that it's shitty. Thank you, Ducky. I just wish you would give Nickelback a chance and maybe you'd like it. My friend from the North, Bears Girl 80. It's not like you to say sorry. I was waiting on a different story. Oh, that was kind of a rhyming thing. Nickelback-ish. Thanks, Bears Girl 80. That was a nice birthday gift. We love to mock your musical taste, but we'll sing happy birthday to your face. Oh, thank you. That's so nice of you. Was that it? I think it was it. Tell me.
I don't know.
Karen. Karen said, "Happy birthday, Captain Hugs. Had a dollar. If I had a dollar for every time you'd said something smart, I'd be broke." Oh, you're so funny, Karen.
That would go to me. That would go to me.
Yeah,
as well.
And Mark has put a bunch of White Claw stuff in there. Let's see. Colin, he said, "Happy birthday, Cap. Shaman Banks is the best WWE wrestler on the roster." I don't think Colin watches wrestling. Just, I don't think he does. No. Buck, our best friend. He said, "Happy birthday, Cap. You're the only guy I know that still has his dad mow his lawn." That's not true. My dad lies so bad. Oh my god, he lies. So that was all of them from the Twitter, I think. If someone tweeted at me at my page, like I'm so popular, like I can't find it.
Okay. Well. Now it's time for my part.
Oh boy, here we go.
You know, inspiration hits you everywhere. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know. After we did the last show, the next day, I was like, I gotta get on Captain's shit. I gotta start writing his jokes down, right? So if you listen to this show and you follow Captain, these jokes will make sense.
Right.
Okay. I'm not going to give you any bullshit about your dick being so small, whatever the hell. These are thoughtful, written down
Love
jokes.
It.
Okay.
Okay.
There's no zingers. It's just trust me on this. You'll get it. And this is my gift from me to you for your birthday. It's made with love and appreciation.
Okay, give it to me.
All right. And I hope I don't fuck up the punchlines, but, you know, I am kind of tipsy right now. Okay. Captain's followers often have a hard time remembering who he is. To prevent this, they'll ask him, "Is this you?"
Yep, I get that. That was a good one.
Yep. Ironically, Captain doesn't have a license to operate a boating vessel, but he has one to troll on the internet.
That's not true, but go ahead, sure.
Captain is such an egomaniac. He originally wanted to name the show The Captain and Captain Show, featuring the captain with special guest, the captain.
Yep.
Captain is so stupid, he thought White Claw was a wrestling move.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, you got any more?
Yeah, I got plenty more, dude. I'm just going by. I'm going by the chronological.
Oh, that many? I can't believe that.
Yeah, okay. There's a lot. Okay. The captain likes to brag and boast about the time Dwayne Johnson crop dusted him in his face because he finally smelled what the Rock was cooking.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Captain once jerked off to his selfies, and he has a video to prove it.
Jerked off to my selfies.
One time, Captain put so much fake bronzer and hair gel on his dick and pubes that it moved the Jersey Shore to try to pick up chicks.
I would do that if I didn't shave everything.
Okay. All right. Captain lives in Iowa. So when The Children of the Corn came out, he thought it was a movie about him and his friends.
Okay. That's good.
Captain gets defensive when I mention. Yeah. I still got more.
Okay.
Captain gets defensive when I mention cornfields. It's only because it reminds him of the time a scarecrow came and dragged him into one and had his way with him.
Oh, okay. You're like, all right, Captain had sex with a scarecrow. I get it. All right.
Talk about getting the raw end of the corn cob.
Okay.
How's it going so far? You like this?
Yeah, it's very entertaining.
All right. Okay. Captain is so white, he thought carne asada is when you get beat up by the carny folk at the Davenport Town Fair.
Yeah, probably. There used to be carnies that.
When Captain is out.
No, go ahead.
Say that?
No, I go ahead.
Okay. All right. When Captain is out shopping for his workout gloves, hard sales for drinks, and Nickelback CDs, he adds a box of tampons in the cart just so the cashier will think he's buying all that shit for his wife.
No. That is not true. That's not true. And anything, I'm a badass for buying a Nickelback CD because everyone makes fun of everybody, so I'm a tough guy for that. Go ahead.
Mr. Tough Guy. All right. Captain was so horrible at mowing the grass as a kid that his dad would often mutter, "Why'd I even have a son?" every time he screwed it up.
Yeah, that's actually true. My dad would just like look at my lines in disgust that they weren't perfectly straight. Okay, go ahead.
Rumor has it that Captain still drives a Hummer. Hey, Captain, 2004 called. They want their douchebag back.
That's a good one. I deserve that one.
Captain doesn't like pizza, and it's not because there's too many carbs in it or that it's bad for you. It's because pizza once touched him inappropriately as a kid.
Why pizza touched me inappropriately?
That's a little out there, but hey, I had to put it out there. You know? Yeah. Why else would you hate pizza unless it touched you inappropriately? You know what I mean?
Well, because it has a lot of carbs in it, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Captain is so oblivious to other wrestling promotions. He thought New Japan was a sushi bar that opened up down the street from him.
That's actually true. I know nothing about New Japan. That is very, very true.
And that's all I got.
Those were great. Thank you. Thank you so much. I have a couple favorites. I think the one about New Japan was pretty funny. The Hummer one was hilarious. And the This You one was hilarious. All of them are funny, but those ones stuck out to me. No.
Well,
thank you, J-Rock.
I knew you get a kick out of This You because you get that a lot.
And I do. Karen gets me a lot on that, by the way.
If anybody wants a written copy of these roasts, just Venmo me $5 to J-Rock, and I'll send them to you.
Yeah, right. You need to do that. So,
By the way, I want to plug somebody's page real quick. It's ironically, it's another J-Rock. His name is J-Rock Among Us. He's an artist that does he does drawings of like wrestlers and superheroes and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I won a drawing and I bought a couple of them from him. So yeah, check his shit out. It's J-Rock Among Us on Twitter.com.
That's crazy that he goes by J-Rock.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, small world.
Yeah, I guess so.
People think I'm drawing. I'm not drawing. I can't draw, okay?
Oh, I can't draw for shit either. But he can. I've seen some. You sent me some of the things that you bought and that you won. He does a really good job. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, I think we might have covered it all. We did the Bill Merville. I didn't call in.
Is he dead? Did he die?
At this point, I hope he's dead because his ass isn't calling in. Like, hopefully his wife finally just killed him. I don't know. But, yeah, I think we covered it all. We covered it all. Do we got any more?
No, yeah, I mean, it's good from my end.
It's good on my end too. So Captain's turning the big 39. I'm sure the next show when I'm 39, I'll be more mature and everything like that. And it's going to be a total different show. No, probably not. But, anyway, J-Rock, well, thank you for those jokes. Those were hilarious.
Well, we're coming up on a year anniversary of the pod.
When was our first show?
I think ours was like maybe around this time. It was like mid October, late October.
Oh God!
And I would go
back and look, but I'm afraid I'd accidentally press play.
we didn't do a Halloween show, by the way, and we're gonna do one next episode.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. No matter what, I mean, it's going to be Halloween. So,
yes.
I'll have a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yep, let's do that. I hope we get some more fan interaction, too, in the Halloween one. Because, I don't know, Halloween is just like a fun topic to talk about. The scary movies and like the haunted houses we've been through and the costumes we've worn and what we've done to scare other people. It's just a fun time. So
I just watch the movies, enjoy the music, especially the music. I listen to Halloween music 24/7 anyway, so it's all cool.
Like what, like Michael Myers themed music or what?
No, just like the bands that you say they're scary, you know. And
oh, they are scary.
No, they're not scary. Get out
of here. 100% scary. So anyway, all right, J-Rock, well, another episode in the can, I believe. I had another great time. Anyway, so I hope you have a wonderful couple weeks. I'll be talking to you, and we'll see you guys next time.
Have a good birthday, man.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
All right. Peace.
Bye-bye.